Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Fernando.
Welcome back to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner Season 3, Lesson 4, Meeting New Friends in Mexico.
In this lesson, you will learn what to say when you're meeting someone for the first time in a casual situation using Mexican Spanish.
This conversation is between Ashley and a new friend, Jorge, and takes place at a party.
The speakers don't know each other, but since they are at a party and they are probably around the same age, they will be using casual Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Ashley. ¿Y tú?
Yo me llamo Jorge.
Encantada.
Encantado.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Ashley. ¿Y tú?
Yo me llamo Jorge.
Encantada.
Encantado.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
What's your name?
Me llamo Ashley. ¿Y tú?
My name is Ashley. And you?
Yo me llamo Jorge.
My name is Jorge.
Encantada.
I'm delighted to meet you.
Encantado.
I'm delighted to meet you too. Fernando, I've always been struck by how easy it is to start off a conversation in Latin America. Why are people so easy to talk to?
You know, Alicia, I agree. Latinos do tend to be very sociable. But it's not all that simple. Some people are naturally more sociable than others, and you have to learn how to make good conversation.
So what is a good way to start one, Fernando?
Well, the standard way is to drop the question, what's your name? But it's not always the best idea.
Why is that?
Sometimes it can be a bit too direct.
What should we use then if we are in Mexico or another country trying to make a new friend?
Perhaps it's better to just start off by making some random remark, such as, that drink looks great. What is it called? Because then you can exchange a few words and find out if you have something in common.
Okay, that sounds clever.
So don't get offended if you don't get a ¿Cómo te llamas? Right from the start. It may be that they want to keep a little distance while they get to know you better.
Okay, thanks for the tips. Now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we'll see is
¿Cómo?
How?
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo?
Next is
llamarse.
To be called.
Llamarse. Llamarse.
The next word is
te llamas.
You are called.
Te llamas. Te llamas.
Next.
Yo.
I.
Yo. Yo.
The next phrase is
me llamo.
I am called. My name is.
Me llamo. Me llamo.
Next is
encantado. Encantada.
Enchanted. Delighted.
Encantado. Encantada. Encantado. Encantada.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
Our keyword on this lesson is ¿cómo?
Basically, this means how and is used at the beginning of questions.
Right.
We'll be using it in our grammar point, so we wanted to introduce it here first. Keep it in the back of your mind.
¿Cómo? How?
The next thing we'll look at is very useful when someone asks you a question and you want to ask them the same thing back. What's the phrase?
¿Y tú?
It literally means, and you? And has the meaning of, and how about you? One more time.
¿Y tú?
So, if someone asks your name, and you say it, after that you can add this to ask them the same thing.
Yes, and not only names. It can go for any type of question. This is very handy. ¿Y tú?
Keep in mind that this is informal. The formal way to say it would be
¿Y usted?
Great. Finally, let's review the use of
encantado and encantada. You may remember from our first lesson that these are gender-sensitive words.
These both mean delighted to meet you.
Repeat after me. Encantado. Encantada.
This is very much like the phrase we saw in lesson number one, nice to meet you.
Oh yes, mucho gusto. In fact, they mean the same thing.
Is there any difference?
Well, I will say encantado, encantada, are slightly more formal than mucho gusto. But like I say, the meaning doesn't change.
Okay, great. Now let's move on to the grammar point. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask someone their name and also how to give your name.
If you remember, in the first lesson, we learned soy plus your name, as in soy Fernando, which means I'm Fernando.
This is literally saying I'm Fernando. What you'll learn in this lesson is closer to my name is.
Right. First, let's start with a question. ¿Cómo te llamas?
One more time slowly.
¿Cómo te llamas? Let's break it down. ¿Cómo, as we learned earlier, means how? ¿Te llamas? Literally means you call yourself.
So literally, it means how do you call yourself?
Right.
Don't worry too much about the grammar of it now. Just remember it as a set phrase.
¿Cómo te llamas? Repeat after me. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Now, Fernando, how do we answer this?
I would say, me llamo Fernando.
One more time slowly.
Me llamo Fernando. The pattern is me llamo plus your name.
This is literally, I call myself, and then your name.
Repeat after me. Me llamo Fernando.
Let's see how these expressions were used in the dialogue.
Jorge said to Ashley, ¿Cómo te llamas?
What's your name? To which Ashley said,
Me llamo Ashley. ¿Y tú?
My name is Ashley. And you? Then Jorge says,
Yo me llamo Jorge.
My name is Jorge. One quick question, Fernando. Why do we have yo in front here?
Good question. Remember that yo simply means I. The meaning does not change at all. It's okay with or without it. But by adding it, there's an emphasis placed on I.
Ah, so it's kind of like saying, my name is Jorge.
Right. Since Ashley asked him, how about you? He responded with, yo me llamo Jorge. My name is Jorge.
Got it.
And then after that, we had encantada.
Said by Ashley.
And encantado.
Said by Jorge. Remember that these mean nice to meet you or pleasure to meet you. Okay, now let's have the listeners practice.
Listeners, I will ask you your name. Please respond with the phrase we'll learn.
Are you ready? Here we go.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Listeners, if you said
Me llamo plus your name, then great.
Okay, now this time, please ask, what's your name?
Ready?
If you said
¿Cómo te llamas? Excellent job. Muy bien.
Great. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this lesson.
Be sure to practice by reading through the lesson notes.
And please join us next time.
Hasta pronto.
Bye, everyone.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Ashley. ¿Y tú?
Yo me llamo Jorge.
Encantada.
Encantado.